Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hypermanic Noise Podcast. This week on the show I have Slats from King Parrot. And if you haven't heard of them, what the fuck are you doing with your life? I've just introduced Mick.
Hey, mate.
How you going? Just introduced you to King Parrot.
Oh, man. Crazy days.
Shit on the liver again.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Love them.
If you like your grind, get involved. I think Mick's about to get a parrot tattooed on his forehead.
Yeah, double parrot.
Yeah, that's a good marketing move for stand-up comedy. So if you haven't heard King Parrot, check them out. Follow them online. And they've just played Download. They're doing a regional tour of Australia. And they're fucking hilarious and a great band. So dig it, Mick.
They're
any
big.
Recommendations? Any life advice for anyone listening?
Don't sleep with anyone who's got more problems than you. How about that one?
But those people are usually a really good route.
Crazy in the head, crazy in bed.
Well, so, okay. Take that contradictory advice with a grain of salt and fuck anyone you like. Thanks, enjoy.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning, this episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
Hello?
Hi, man.
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, good, mate. What's been going on?
Nah, fuck all. How you been, mate? It's been a while.
Yeah, man, living the dream, eh? Making no money, doing stand-up, the usual.
Fuck yeah, man. How good's that?
Oh, it's fucking pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, throw in a dose of fucking, well, what you got? If you're like me, you got a bit of depression there because, You do a job that fucking no one fucking pays you for. And
yeah, well, and then during the day I work at a fucking high school, mate. So, you know, I want to kill myself at both jobs, really. So.
Oh, really? Oh, at least you get to finger kids, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, great place to pick up, bud.
Yeah, good place to get drugs. Oh, shit, man. It's good to talk to you. So you guys are fucking slated for Download. That's pretty sick.
It's pretty fucking sick, hey?
Yeah, fully sick, mate. I shelve them. I shelve it all. So, man, it's crazy for me, like, to have met you guys a few years ago when you were supporting Thy Art Is Murder, and then that was just after the release of Bite Your Head Off, and then to see you guys now, you know, fucking right before Arch Enemy Download. It's crazy.
God, if only Mum was still alive to see.
Yeah, we love
it. It's like a... It's like angels have come down and just spoofed on the eardrums of people around the world with little King Parrot spoofs. It's great.
Man.
Who the fuck is that? Who's Arch Enemy, by the way? Don't print that.
Arch Enemy, I'm not sure. I think they're like a gospel act or some shit.
I'm just talking to you. I have a name for it, to be honest. Never fucking listened before.
You're not missing much, to be fair. I can say it because I'm not in a band. Hey, and you've got is it the regional Rampage tour you're also doing?
Yeah. So, I'm ashamed to say, unfortunately, we're not coming to WA, but, separate to that, it's pretty fucking, intensive, inclusive, you know, lots of, breath therapy going on. It's pretty great.
Wonderful. So you're basically going to every buttfuck town that you can think of.
Fucking oath, mate. Because I tell you what, someone's got to take their fucking abattoir hard-working dollars, don't they?
Yeah, true. Where I come from, it's all meat work, so when you spend the day cutting shit up.
Yeah, I come from Warrnambool. I'm pretty sure Midfield Meats is the biggest exporter of meat in Australia, like, you know, processed meat, I suppose. And my first girlfriend from Warrnambool, her first job was plugging assholes all day. And then she went to work. but after each cow was bolted in the head, they seemed to become incontinent. So, yeah, you'd whack a fucking plug in the arseholes. And it was a bloody good paying job, too, for a 13-year-old. That's when we finished school.
Jesus Christ, that's fantastic.
She was fucking hot, too, mate.
You'd hope so, with all that going on the side. I've got a mate in New Zealand and he's an electrician. He rang me up.
Yeah.
And he goes, I've got this weird job. I've got he builds and fixes robot vaginas for cattle so that vets can train on them. It's pretty fucking cool.
I want to write that down.
Yeah, I'm sure you
what's
can.
What's his LinkedIn? What's his fucking LinkedIn profile? I'm going to stuff that bit out.
I'll send you his number at the end of this.
I'm a recruiter. I want to fucking, I want to check out his LinkedIn profile. He's sick.
Yeah, I should hope so. fuck it. And the weird thing about that guy is that's not even the weirdest thing he's ever done. That's kind of normal for him.
I wonder.
Keep going.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll get past that.
Oh, man, I don't know where I was going.
I'm just wondering how much business he gets. Probably a fair bit.
Yeah, he got a job and, full time.
Or whether it's much like the rest of society, where you know the cow vaginas, the mechanical cow vagina has gone the way of the kettle, you know, and sold out when it's broken. People just don't care anymore.
They don't. No, they're not built to last. The vaginas of old.
The sustainable motorized cow vagina. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, like a classic 70s model. That's fixed up.
Where fucking, as a farmer, you might be working on a Massey Ferguson one day. You could be fucking working in the shed, working on a mechanical fucking cow vagina the other day.
Yeah. You never know. Well, I think my in-laws are Polish.
And when I say working, I mean fucking.
Well, yeah. You've got to get it full of nutrients before you send it to auction, man.
Well, you've got to show the cows what you do. What to do. It doesn't come naturally.
No.
It's quite unnatural.
You got to work at it, man. It's like anything, like playing grind.
Yeah.
Well, my in-laws are cattle farmers.
Playing grind, like fucking a mechanical cow vagina.
My in-laws are cattle farmers, and they fucking but they're Polish, so they never spend any money. So I think the closest thing he would have got to that is just putting a rubber glove in a boot and going for it.
Oh, exactly. He would have been like, a dishwashing rubber glove and go, you've only got one mechanical fucking cow vagina. I've got five here, mate.
Yeah, they would have reused the glove too. I know that family. They would have used it for dinner that night.
Unreal.
Oh, shit. So, man, what's been the main difference for you going into each album from Bite Your Head Off and then through to Ugly Produce? Like, is it just the same process of you cunts getting in a room and banging it out?
Nah, not at all. Like, it's been fucking, you can say geographically it's been fucking hugely different, like in terms of, so take a step back. Well, I guess, Bite Your Head Off was done, I guess that was a gathering of, lots and lots of songs that we'd had because, that was our first album. We'd done an EP before that, but we had lots of songs to choose from. We went into the studio at the time. We went into the studio without Ari because he was had taken a job on a fucking dinghy or some shit, which meant he was out at sea.
Yeah.
For a lot of it. So it was the rest of us were in the studio. We had a different drummer, obviously. Liz, our original drummer. We did the most of that with at Goat Sound Studios. Toyland Studios, where I guess a lot of the stuff that has influenced us, like Blood Dust, The Damage, being for the fucking, all the greats.
Yeah, for sure.
Had recorded that before with Nick Galatas. Then Ari came back and did his guitar parts and that sort of thing. So that was done that way. Yeah, came from a place of working with a lot of stuff, really down. Dead Set was, again, completely different. And probably a first for me and probably all of us, where we were in the States. We just finished a tour. We had another tour coming up. It was too expensive and stupid to go home and then come back. So we were lucky enough that a good friend of ours managed to convince his parents that it would be a great idea to let us rehearse at their farm on the side of a fucking ski mountain, in upstate New York for 4 weeks. So the idea of, it was like a really cool job. In the mornings we'd get up, have our breakfast, do whatever we did, and then make our way out to the barn and work on songs every day and build them up from scratch. And then working, the process was just completely different. And then, we went to Phil's house. Prior to that, we went to another guy's house from Rich King and demoed all the stuff.
Yep.
Gave that to Phil, did that. And I think, what happened there? Yeah, okay, so we went on tour and then we ended up at Phil's house and then, studio there. Again, we were staying at the studio. And so it was all just a dedicated process, I suppose. And then this album was interesting. Like, I guess, you know, we're now at the point we actually dedicate time because, you know, Toddy lives in Brizzy. We live over here and we travel a lot. So we just carve out time. Like these days, Toddy's dad has a little holiday house in Bribey Island, which if you don't know, it's where old people go to die.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
yeah, it's great. So we hang out there and just fuck seven-year-olds.
Sweet.
And we're lucky enough that we found a guy who basically had built a little studio in his backyard out of two shipping containers. And he's a fucking legend. So we're doing that this part of the tour this time around. But we go there, write songs. And, you know, we're writing, I guess, everyone on the road, that sort of thing. And then when we came to record, I guess when you're back in Melbourne and, you know, Todd, again, like, was down, we did the drums. You know, I was at work. It was sort of, it was a bit disjointed. And it was actually kind of cool when it all came together. It's like, to listen to it, like, I was like, fuck yeah, fucking A. sorry, that was an extended explanation, but yeah, clearly fucking polar opposites literally as well in terms of the way things have been done.
Oh, it's good to hear that, like, not only, you know, I mean, the music's obviously evolving, but, you know, you guys are making the shit work. You know, Toddy being in Brisbane is obviously a challenge when you can't jam with your drummer.
Yeah.
But he's also fucking brilliant, so you know he's going to be on point when he turns up.
Yeah, that's right. And I think as a result of, like, you know, actually having that dedicated timer and that we did in the States, is that now it's approaching it with serious and professional intent. It's like, yeah, okay, well, these are the challenges and constraints. So then you just fucking make the time. You carve it out and we commit to, having riffs or, you know, spending the time to fucking nut shit out in the studio.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, it's not fucking rocket surgery. You just got to spend the fucking time.
Just like anything, man.
Anybody can make fucking music.
True.
Do it on the dunny quite often.
Yeah, true. I like to beatbox when I'm high. You know, we've all got our thing.
Exactly. Fucking knows. I like to hum. I like to hum when I'm fucking and stuff.
Yeah, true. I like to hop when I'm awake.
I like to moo when I'm fucking a mechanical cow vagina.
Well, I mean, you're only human. That's what we all want to do.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm trying to forget when I'm fucking it.
Yeah, I know. It is nice when they push back.
I'm a Jersey cow. Bull. Oh, yeah, cows don't fuck out. Oh, no, you actually, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want a bull.
Hey, whatever you're going to do.
Oh, cool, man. So where have you been? Since I last saw you guys, where have you been? Like, how much of Europe have you covered at this stage? Is that sort of a market you're still pushing into?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we've now been through Europe maybe four times. We, unfortunately, the tour was cancelled at the end of last year where we didn't get there, but we still did end up, we salvaged that and did, like 10 or so dates in the UK, which was great.
Sweet.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we've done the States now at least 11 or so times. Don't quote me, around that, you know, maybe more. It's like, keep banging your head against the wall, until it works. And yeah, so Europe, we've still got, every intention, you know, we've got a booking agent there. We want to get there every year pretty much, and continue to do that forever. and what are we covered in Europe? Fuck, I know that. Oh, shit, man. So I'll have to do it. Youngie actually, is always a little bit worried when I do interviews because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, it doesn't matter, man. Just make up a number. 400 countries in Europe he's been to.
Yeah. We went to Japan in Europe. That was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. I never went there. Is that in Paris?
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, Paris, that country, just as near Romania.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But no, we got to go to some of the eastern countries as well, which was fucking sick because it was like, you know, their metal scene's kind of still sort of like, I guess, maybe, you know, 10, 15, 20 years behind. They still essentially have great taste in music.
Yeah.
and that was cool. Like, you know, we played at fucking, I'm trying to think of the city where we played, where it was like, you know, this, sort of Colosseum that was made, I guess, based on the Colosseum with this huge tent. And it was just really old school, you know, like
that's sick.
You kind of feel like there's less color in those Eastern old block countries or whatever. Like, and that it's sick. It's so cool. So yeah, we got to cover a lot of ground and did it with cool bands, you know, Soulfine, fucking Weed Eater and, you know, other bands that I forget now. So it was great fun.
That's awesome. Not bad for a bunch of cunts from Melbourne, eh?
Yeah, I'm fucking from Warrnambool, eh?
Oh, sorry. I apologize profusely for that.
Yeah, we fuck cow vaginas, mate. So
oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't want to disparage the people of Melbourne or you.
Yeah, we fuck cow vaginas and missus's plug assholes.
Yeah, that's
pretty fucking sick down there.
Yeah, and that's what we do in Perth as well, man. That's
exactly. Eh? And look at us, the little metalheads that could.
Yeah. That's the platform I'm running on in the next election. Awesome, man. Thanks so much for chatting to me. I've got to let you go. I think I'm out of time anyway. Hopefully I'll
no worries.
See you soon in Perth, mate.
Yeah, mate. I hope we do get over there. Yeah, yeah. And you're well?
Yeah, all good, man. Killing it. Doing a lot of stand-up. Yeah, fucking.
Good for you. Fuck yeah.
Doing it, man. Making lots of dick jokes.
Can I find that shit on YouTube or what?
Not yet, man. I'm putting a bit of shit up now. But I'll tag you in it.
Have you seen a bloke called who does a thing called Nat's What I Reckon?
Oh, I've heard of that dude, yeah. I haven't seen much of his shit, but I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I'm in love with it. It's fucking great. I've never heard of it. Someone showed me last again. And I fucking am in love. Check it out.
You wouldn't believe the amount of people that come up to me and mention just randomly the little matter concerning the soap that you guys did.
Well, interesting side note is that 4 years later, I'm literally working with the director who made that. We're producing a web series that starts filming this weekend, so we're doing the pilot this weekend.
Oh, sick.
Mm. Yeah, I hadn't seen him in, like, I don't know, 3.5 years since we did that. And back then, like, he was really keen to do something, and I just didn't have the interest all the time, but I want to do more acting at the moment. So, yeah, I reached out, and when I caught up with him, I was like, you realise that I fucking literally go around the world and cunts fucking bring me bars of soap and ask me, you know, so whose pube was it and shit? And I'm like, well played, son. Well played.
awesome. That's good. I'm glad that you're getting cursed with that sort of shit when you have to suffer by touring the world, mate. It's a hard life.
Yeah, no, you got to suffer for your art. And look, hey, it's not like I'm carrying soap with me. I'm a fucking stinky cunt.
Yeah, true.
Cool.
It's probably your hair too, you cunt. All right, mate.
Cool, mate. I look forward to catching up with you next time we're over there.
Yeah, for sure, man. Take care and have fun.
No worries, mate. Take it easy.
See you, man.